And now this is a dictation for Barbara Finter, F-I-N-T, as in today, O-R, September 2045, address as a letter, Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, P-A, 953-5329. Actually, erase that P-A. Dear Dr. McCannon, a follow-up for Mrs. Finter, who has chronic kidney disease, hypertension, PAD, last visit in September. Treated for bronchitis, ZPAC, tested negative for COVID and flu, still smoking, half a pack per day, denies spirulina arterial hemoptysis, stable disease activity, not at risk, uses oxygen at night 2 liters, problems of constipation exacerbated by iron, no active bleeding, says to be eating well. She does have claudication symptoms, left side more than right. Presently no open ulcers. Some rest pain at night. Used to follow with vascular surgeon. Presently no chest pain palpitation, no syncope, has chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents. Goes to physical therapy 2 days a week, has problems of incontinence of urine, urgency frequency, nocturia, no bleeding, no recent kidney stone. She has a prior history of urinary retention, urinary suspension surgery, a very young person, 18 years old, even before having kids. He has heart failure with low ejection fraction and valve abnormality. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight cholesterol treatment, metoprolol, nifedipine, inhalers, B12 shots. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 130, blood pressure 136.42, COPD abnormalities, bronchitis, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rash, no situs tendon ischemasis, no major edema. She's a very slim lady, alert intestine 3, minor tachypnea, some degree of muscle wasting and focal. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 1.89, which is above baseline, with a present GFR of 27, stage 4, a low sodium, normal potassium, acid base, a normal nutrition, phosphorus, anemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, progressive chronic kidney disease. A person who has extensive atherosclerosis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She does have lower urinary tract symptoms. We are going to do a kidney ultrasound and bladder to rule out obstruction, urinary retention. Next number, severe peripheral vascular disease, still smoking. Next number, COPD, respiratory failure on oxygen, still smoking. Next number, urinary frequency incontinence. Next number, congestive heart failure with low ejection fraction, with valve abnormalities, moderate tricuspid and mitral valve abnormalities. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.